trying to figure out, like, the main reason I do think he really raped her is because I don't feel like there's any, like, legitimate reason why she'd make us go to bed. Like, I don't see anything in her. That's the only thing. You know, she's a stripper.
She's a stripper. I mean, don't most strippers want attention? Wouldn't be a stripper that want attention?
Supposedly, strippers have really low self-esteem, so yes,
I know, but that's, you can't say that really, because there are girls who are, like, they don't have a high education, and they need strips, like, you know what I'm saying? That could be a very possibility, but she does not necessarily want attention. But she's not going to get money. College.
He necessarily didn't rape her.
What?
You say necessary?
Well, the thing is, like, even though there's nothing in it for her, some people get accused of things that are false for no reason.
Just because,
like, maybe the guy pissed her off. Like, maybe the guy didn't hit her. You know, maybe that's why she decided to, like, make a big deal. Maybe he offended her. Maybe he was, like, called her a whore or something. She's not.
See, that's the thing, though. That's considered sexual harassment. You can get arrested for that.
Well, then, well, maybe, like, you know, this girl without a contraindication doesn't know this and thought that she was just, like, pregnant.
That's true. I mean, it's possible. I don't know.
Do you think people should get charged sexual harassment? Like, anything like that?
I mean, I don't know. Because, like, I don't get offended if someone says that. Not, like, whatever. I mean, but, I don't know. I don't feel like it's a sexist painting. Yeah, I was, like, you know.
What are you thinking?
I was painting some plywood.
She helps make the fence today.
I told Brian that you guys should do a little tried out shout out. Like,
shout out.
What are we gonna say? We love tried out.
You should have Micah.
We would do a shout out.
You would do it.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it?
If we get the fence, who's getting the fence?
Maybe we'll do it too.
We can hand out what we want.
We can hand it to you.
We have a lot of power right now.
So anyway, back to Duke. Has he been criminally charged? Has he been arraigned? I don't think so. I don't think he's been. I'm pretty sure he hasn't been criminally charged. Kind of confuses me.
Well, that's the thing that they can't kick him. I mean, he would probably have to agree to get kicked out of school. Like, I mean, it sounds like that, but this state is only left. You can't just kick someone out of school and be accused of something.
That's why for that part of it, I assume that there's something.
Well, I mean, if I got accused of that, yeah, I would probably leave school too because I wouldn't want to be killing people.
But,
there's people out there that want to kill people. Like, it's not safe.
A lot of feminists want to kill. But. So, like.
He hasn't
It's like a court if he hasn't come to charge.
What's your new theme?
I'm saying, since he hasn't been charged.
Well, I wasn't sure. I thought you guys were just... Why? Can.
It's more class language. Can has a problem. Conversation. I'm studying language. And transcribing the conversation.
So we're talking with Duke.
That's 30 minutes.
Well, we're almost done, because we all have a conversation.
That's an interesting topic.
Like, I don't know. Do you think that a girl... Since he hasn't become charged, do you think that the girl will file civil charges against him in hopes of, money? So.
Let's see. But, I mean,
because he could be tried both ways. He could be tried criminally and civilly. But I don't think he's been criminally charged, and I think that if not criminally charged, winning a civil case is more difficult because the judge of a civil case is going to wonder why he hasn't been criminally charged, as far as there's not enough evidence to criminally prove his guilty. So, what makes him feel like he has enough evidence to civilly prove him guilty? So, I doubt he's going to end up having to really pay anything for this.
So what happens in cases like this? Like, when it's just a guy's word against guys, but like, there would, like, no witness, no evidence?
I mean, I'm not sure if they're witnesses or not. There were other guys that may have been called.
Well, it says here that there is actually, they took DNA tests. I don't have results yet, but the Duke lacrosse attorneys actually stepped up, and it says that represents team co-captain. The woman fabricated her story, and we got in over her head the story she's telling.
That's the word of a lawyer. I mean, he has to say that. He's in defense of the Duke.
Well, they say that there's photos that show the woman attempting to re-enter the house with a big smile on her face.
But how would they know that? How is she attempting to re-enter the house? How that's not the same time
to get. I think you can be raped and still, like, try and enter a house with a smile on your face. Like, I've been raped before.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm alright. Yeah. See, the thing
She doesn't have much ability. She has, just because of, like, she's probably not very well educated, and she doesn't have much evidence as far as, you know, showing.
The DNA test. So being a stripper and not educated makes you incredible.
I mean, in court of law, yeah. Like, I mean, not necessarily saying it's right, but the jury's not going to really take, like, she's had a PhD.
So what did she say? She was subjected to racial slurs. She had three men dragged her into a bathroom, raped, sodomized, beat, and choked.
That's what she said?
That's what the woman, a 27-year-old, by, oh, student at nearby North Carolina Central University.
Oh, she is a college student.
Yes, she is a shipper, but she is a
shipper. Okay.
So, I mean, but that's another, like, three guys all across, and those three guys, that's what they're saying, that's what she's saying.
Right, so
the whole team is going to
so suspend. If they're denying it, then they're going to have those three denying it. So, I mean,
and there is a district attorney involved, so there is criminal charges.
So, it's going to be tough. The DNA test is going to really... But sometimes you rely on the DNA, but then they're gonna, like, if it comes back really fine, he's an AI, you can always say it's consensual.
They're also being charged for it.
But he hasn't yet said it.
I don't really know what he said. I don't know whether he said, yeah, he has a consensual or he said, yeah, he's not sure. I'm not sure. Do you know? Does he claim?
But I don't know if he talked yet.
You know what he said?
I don't think he said anything yet. But they also said that two black women outside that they were screaming racial slurs at her. That's another thing they're charged for. Yeah, two women are talking about.
So, like, what do you think? I was just going to say, it's wrong to be attacked. It doesn't hold up in court, though.
Yeah, that's what you look for. The doors. That can't be the lawyer.
Yes. I'm sure his lawyer is inviting not to speak, just because he waits for the DNA test. But if he really wants to get off of this, he's going to have to, like, if it comes up with his DNA, either he has to say it's consensual.
Aaron Weil. Aaron, can you discuss your affiliation with Palestinian-Israeli conflict?
Stop yourself.
Aaron Weil. Aaron, can you describe your involvement in the issue of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict?
Well, I moved to Israel in 1993. I've lived there for the last 10 years. I just moved back to the United States now. Studied Middle Eastern foreign policy. Served in the Israeli army, in the armed spokesman's unit, and a student of the conflict.
What would you define in this context as a refugee?
Well, a refugee, I would follow in this context or any other context, a refugee is someone who has left their home or domicile as a result of a war. In fact, there have been something like 70 million refugees since World War II, as a result of World War II. And the Palestinians today remain the only people that have not been settled. All of the other, what is it, there's like, I don't know how many million Palestinians are refugees, but all the others have already been settled by UN agencies and by the various countries.
What do you define as a Palestinian?